Thank you so much for joining the Dr. Whisperer podcast show. I am your host, Sharon Feckety, and you are here to listen to others talk about the business of medicine. Don't forget to subscribe, share it with somebody else that is in the business of medicine so we can all learn together. Thank you for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Whisperer Show, or welcome back to the Dr. Whisperer Show. Happy holidays. Fa la freaking la 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 to you and your family. If I hear one more Christmas song going into a store, my head's going to blow. But, you know, here we are. We're going to talk about the business of medicine. You're not going to hear any Christmas music here, unfortunately, or fortunately for you. Not that I don't love it, but we're going to talk about the business of medicine. And today we have Peter Dawson, who is with the 831B Institute, also a lawyer. So like he's a pretty smart dude. And we're going to talk about all things, you know, business and tax planning. I mean, what says fun more than business and tax planning? Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
We have a wonderful relationship with 831B here at the Dr. Whisperer. I'm a big fan of Van and the whole team. They have been a podcast sponsor in the past, and I have told many a doctor about getting in touch with this fine organization, and to know that there's a nonprofit is really, really comforting. So let's talk about that, Peter. Why don't you tell the folks at home all about Peter Dawson and the 831B Institute?
I'll do my best. Feel free to interrupt and ask questions. But I loved the Christmas intro. That was awesome. you know, I'll say it this way. Most folks don't go into the profession wanting to run a business, mm-hmm. but necessarily they have to deal with all the business stuff. And part of that is taxation, which, as you mentioned, most people eyes glaze over exceptionally quickly there. But tax, the tax code, tax law is really the rules of the game. And taxes are, if you look at the tax code, it affects literally every aspect of your life, from buying groceries to putting gas in your car to, you know, collecting Social Security, whatever. And so really, as an attorney, I've spent my career helping business owners mitigate tax risk, business risk of all kinds, liability risk, of course. And really, it's not sexy, but it's critical. Mm-hmm. And so really, I jokingly say, I'm just a risk mitigator. That's what I do for a living. Helped lots of business owners and continue to help lots of business owners, all kinds of different professions. I work with the doctors in various communities for 15 years of my career. Yeah. and the funny thing is, you know, you have highly intelligent folks in the doctor community. And also, there's so much to know that even me as a tax attorney, I don't know everything about the tax code, right? It's mm-hmm. it's literally impossible. Tens of thousands of pages, let alone all the private letter rulings and case law and so forth. And so I think it behooves doctors to do what they do best, which is treat patients and figure out how to get people healthy, and then pivot to folks like yourself, like me, to help them really run a business and say, okay, doc, you worked hard to make all this money. How do we make sure that you and your family, you know, have the means that you want to live the lifestyle you want to live? And so that's really what we do, is we help people do that.
So I just thought of something fun, Peter.
Sure.
Because I've heard this for so many years now about doctors, we all know you're brilliant. And, you know, if I broke my arm, I'm not going to go see Peter.
Definitely not.
Peter can't help me. You know, I wouldn't do it because he's a lawyer. Yeah. So, and so we've talked about this so many times. We've said that they need to entrust professionals, and really, I want to go through. I'm going to go through a list of things with you today, Peter. This was not a plan, but okay. I'm going to list all of the things in business that I am not good at. Ready?
Sure.
Number one, I am not good at doing anything that has to do with financials and taxes. Okay, so
Perfect.
I have a financial planner. I have a CPA. I also have a bookkeeper
Sure.
because I realized that those are three roles, not one. And so that's what I
Yep.
know for sure. I also know that I'm not good at like writing policies and procedures, you know? I'm
Sure.
really not, you know? I
Yeah,
could
I
bullshit my
get
way through most things.
it.
But when it comes down to it, ChatGPT isn't going to help me with a really good contract or proposal. They're going to give me some creative ideas, but I'm going to need a lawyer for a contract.
Sure.
And so I'm not good at policies. I'm not good at procedures. I'm not good at, like employee handbook. So, you know, I would farm that out to HR. I would get some kind of an HR rep to help me out with that. And what else aren't I good at? You know, there's not many things, Peter, that I'm not good at, but I just listed a few.
Sure.
And that's very humble of me to say.
I know. Well, it's
Sure.
vulnerable, right? I like it.
Peter, what are
Yeah.
you not good at?
Ooh,
Yeah.
that's a great question.
In business,
So,
let's keep it to business. I mean, there's plenty of things like I can't cook. All right.
You ask my three teenage daughters, that gives you a really long list, okay?
Oh,
But
boy.
in business,
Yes.
One of the things that I really am horrible at is implementation.
Okay.
And so, you know, that will sound perhaps a little weird,
Mm-hmm.
but I view everyone falls into one of four categories: a strategist, tactician, implementer, or administrator. And I'm very good at strategy.
Yes, me too.
You know, CPAs and accountants, I always joke that they're scorekeepers for the IRS primarily. My job as a tax attorney is not to file your tax return. It
Right.
is to ensure that you pay your fair share of taxes and no more, and to mitigate tax risk, right?
Yeah.
And so everyone says, oh, I'm a CPA. I go, yeah, but have you ever done a tax plan, right? But implementation is a big one. That's been a gaping hole my whole career. And I hire folks to help, personal assistants, executive assistants, paralegals, you name it, because eventually all grand plans devolve into work, right?
Right.
And so you can have this great strategy, but if you don't implement that strategy, it's going to fall flat on its face.
Are
And
you good at marketing?
I don't really, I would say no. I would
Okay,
say no.
fantastic.
I get a lot of referrals. I haven't marketed in years, but which is
Perfect.
great. Great
Yes.
place to be, but I'm not a good marketer, no.
Okay.
When it comes to administrative tasks, I
Yes.
don't do those well either.
Yeah.
My brain kind of locks up, right? Because, well, you give me strategy and complex tax code, and it's not a problem. But you're like, hey, fill out this 10-page, government form. I'm like, oh,
Right.
please. That might take me three times as long as it would take, my assistants. All right,
Right.
let's not do that. So those are pretty glaring holes. I don't do any of those well. I hire folks to do all of them.
Yes.
Literally all those categories you mentioned that you hire folks. I hire paralegals, assistants. I hire marketing people. I do have clients that I help with their marketing campaigns, but I don't do the marketing. Right? We have marketing directors and managers and all those people to do that.
Right.
And so anything in those categories, which that's pretty broad, which encompasses a lot of positions, a lot of careers, I don't do any of that well. And I know I don't do well. And I've struggled the whole 20 years. You know, I've been in the working world, if you will, as an adult. And I go, gosh, let's hire folks that do that well and get me
Yes.
out of the mix.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, hence the point, right? I'm trying to drive the point home because I feel like I've been saying the same point for so long. Like, let's mix it up.
Sure.
Let's start with
Sure.
just admitting what we're not good at and see if anybody else out there can admit what they're not good at. And it really does, you know, there's been a lot of physicians that have said to me over the years, Sharon, where were you 20 years ago when I started? I'm like, well, I was 20. So, no, I wasn't. I was 30, actually. I'm lying. I was 30.
That's okay. I'll give it to you. 20.
Yeah,
That's
thanks.
that sounds perfect.
Thank you. But I really think that there is something to be said about getting the experts in your corner. And Van and I have had this conversation before, and other members of the team at 831B have had this conversation, that there's just so much. I've shared before that one of the things that I dreaded the most at the end of the year, this time of year in the practice, would be when we were talking about, the financials. And I would have all the
Sure.
professionals come in, and I would say every single time, okay, guys, they're coming. So if you have any questions, you got to ask them because I don't know jack diddly doo-dah about what they do. So please don't be embarrassed. Raise your hand. And 9 times out of 10, as soon as they walked out the door, they would ask me the question. So let's help them today. And tell them about how they can do better and really, this is all about like living a good life. We're all talking about trying to work better and have a good life. Like part of that comes with planning and, making sure that you're ready to sell that medical practice. And I know that you've facilitated the purchase and sale of numerous businesses and medical practices across the United States. So why don't we give them a little insight as to how they can better do that?
If you follow the Dr. Whisperer show, that you know I am a firm believer in hospitality in healthcare. I am a firm believer in hospitality in all things. And in my opinion, the absolute best hospitality I've ever received in the banking industry is Valley Bank. I recommend Valley Bank to all of my friends, clients, physicians, healers, therapists. They are very community oriented. They support the community. They know how important it is for entrepreneurs, new business owners to get the funding that they need to make their dreams come true. So if you are looking for an exceptional, exceptional bank, look no further. Valley Bank is the one.
Sure. So I always say it this way. When you buy and sell a business, everyone says, oh, there's two parties in the transaction, right? Pretty simple, a buyer and a seller. However, there's a third party called the government that also wants a piece of the action, right? They're the worst silent partner in the world. Now, I love living in the United States. I've traveled abroad, I've lived abroad, and nothing against other countries. And also I'll say, I love living in America. I love it here. And I love it because the rule of law is by and large followed. And, the tax code is no different. Those are the rules of the game. And I always say, look, why don't we create, if you're going to buy or sell your business, let's plan about that. Let's talk about a 1, 3, 5 year exit strategy. Let's really discuss how you're going to get the most value out of your business and make it the most attractive to a buyer or, with other businesses that aren't medical practices, or it could be a medical practice, to be fair. Are you going to have, employees take over? Are you going to have children or other family take over? What does that look like, right? Because ultimately, while the purchase price is not irrelevant, how it's structured can really affect how much money you get at the end of the day. And necessarily, that's the tax code, right? Boring as hell. I totally get it. But that's why you hire somebody who can go in and say, hey, let's structure it this way so that you get more money at the end, when this is all over. And, that's something that it's kind of like estate planning. No one likes to confront their own mortality, right? Done plenty of that over the years as well. But if you don't think about it, it's still going to happen.
Well, Peter, at this very moment, my mother is at the attorney's office because my dad has Alzheimer's. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. But that is a reality. And we all have to plan for the things that we don't expect to happen. But better to plan than to be, just spending the last years when we're supposed to be enjoying our lives, worrying about these things that professionals such as yourself can help with.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, there's 100% surety we're all going to die.
Yes.
There's 100% surety that we're all going to want to retire one day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, my gosh, this came out of the blue. I had no idea I was going to retire someday. Like, we're all going to quit doing what we're doing right now.
Yes.
And so I think it's, why not why not engage? I mean, I know it's uncomfortable, right? It's always uncomfortable to venture into the unknown and go, gosh, I don't know a damn thing about what I'm doing. And so you're trusting individuals. Again, I think the biggest issue, to be frank, Sharon, as you look at it, is doctors are used to being in control.
Yeah.
And business owners are used to being in control, right? Because they're like, I know what I'm doing and I've forged this thing and I can heal people and do all these things, right? And so they're in total control. But when they have to pivot and go to professionals, they're not in control anymore. Yeah. And they're having to accept, you know, what that professional told them. I mean, you and I, when we walk into a doctor and they say, take this chemical right. and put it in your body.
Go ahead.
And just trust me that it's going to work. You're like, okay, right. you're wearing a lab coat. I think I'll do it. You know?
Right.
It's that similar level of trust that they necessarily have to put into folks like you, folks like me. And that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right. But if they can get over the discomfort and work with trusted professionals, I think most of them would realize, oh, it's okay. I'm actually saving more money by doing this correctly. You know, you're spending money, but you're saving money too, because mistakes are actually more costly than hiring competent help. It turns out. Who knew?
Yeah. And do your due diligence. I mean, you made mention before that when I tricked you in that question and asked you if you were good at marketing, I know the answer.
I'm definitely not.
But, you know, after
I'm
being
horrible.
In, I'm sorry. But after being okay. in business for so long, that is what you want. You don't have to do that hard lifting that you have to do. You know, I'm helping a 20-year-old who just got into health insurance, and I'm happy to introduce him to people. But we've had to develop relationships and build a trust. And that takes a very, very long time. And it you does. Yourself have told me that you have known Van for what? 8 years, was 6 to 8 years,
yeah,
and really done well together. And I felt very confident, you know, sending business that way, because it's this is a people business that we're in. No matter what business we're in, we're in a people business, right? I
Absolutely.
Like Van, so I think Van is a good dude. He also yeah. seems to know what he's doing in business.
Yeah.
He's got this board and he's got this 831B Institute, and he's smart enough to put a lawyer like you on there. Right? I mean, this is good business that we're doing, and we develop these relationships. It is a very hard thing for doctors to trust. And I get that because, yeah. you know, I don't know. You don't have to go too long to read another story about some manager that you've hired that's embezzled money, right? But
it's true.
We all have to do our due diligence. And that's why we have conversations like this, so we can be open about the why and how somebody can help navigate their business and face the reality that one day they're going to die. No, I'm just kidding. I mean,
that sounds dreadful. It's true.
But yeah. They are. But with business, it is, you know, it's just so important that we plan for the unexpected and that we use resources like 831B to help them. I mean, I know how much help they provided in the pandemic to people that didn't have, you know, anything put aside, but the organizations that were smart about their planning and their, yeah, I mean, they just did better.
It did. I mean, look, it's really, like I said, it's uncomfortable, but again, the conversations like 831B, again, another unsexy conversation of insurance, right? That's really what that section of the tax code is. 831B is a section of the tax code, just like a 401k.
Right.
And it's just saying, hey, we're going to help mitigate risk, close risk, right? Risk of your actual business. And that's what the section of the tax code is. It's helped to mitigate risk. There's obviously tax advantages to doing so, but all sorts of non-traditional risks, right? I call it non-tangible risks, things like brand name protection and governmental interruption and supply chain risk and IRS audit risk, if you will. I mean, all these things that, you know, typically you wouldn't get in a typical insurance policy, right? Mm-hmm. 831B helps business owners develop policies that speak to their specific risks for whatever business they're in. And doctors, you know this, I mean, doctors have plenty of those risks, right?
It's
always the risk, right? So above and beyond malpractice insurance, this offers other insurance opportunities for doctors and medical groups to take advantage of the tax code to, you know, mitigate some of those risks.
There you go. And I like it. And I will share with you that it wasn't until I did have a conversation with Van on camera that he said, you know, it'd be easier, like if you said 831, Sharon, instead of 831. And the reason that I was saying 831 is because I'm in Tampa Bay and the Tampa area code is 813. So oh. I'm just not wanting to screw it up. So I'm like, 831, 831. So I really... You know, we had some laughs over that. So, Peter, I think it's great that you have a passion for creating and building and helping businesses run successfully. I'm glad that you're partnered up with our friends over there at 831B, having good people around us to help others grow their businesses and do things the right way is, you know, that's the way it should go. So I appreciate your time today, Peter. Thank you. And happy flipping holidays.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Really has. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember, if you are looking for a bank that supports you and your community and supports women, check out Valley Bank. Valley Women in Business. It's a thing.